Hey, Father Matters Show family, will you show us some love? We want the Father Matters Show to be your community and family resource program by providing you right now answers for right now issues. Become a Father Matters Show champion by liking Father Matters on Facebook. If you miss us Saturday night, log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com, or fathermatters.org and share the Father Matters Show with your friends and family. Thank you.
This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us today. If you have not yet partnered with Father Matters, would you please consider becoming a Father Matters partner? The Father Matters Show is listener supported in all Father Matters programs and services, are free to the community because of your generous donations. For more information about donating to Father Matters, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. I have a special guest today. Her name is Simin Kasim. She's with the Children's Action Alliance, and Simin is going to talk about some serious issues regarding children's health, what's going on in the state of Arizona, and I appreciate Simin being here. Simin, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Thank you, Vance. It's great to be here. Really, thank you for having me on.
Yes, we go back about 5-6 years or so.
We sure do.
I heard that you joined on with the Children's Action Alliance. I said, let me let her get her feet wet and just get her on this show because, Simin, this is a serious topic, serious situation for a lot of families and people are just not being educated properly. They really don't know what's going on.
Right.
And sometimes when people are talking to them, they feel like they're being talked at.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about the Children's Action Alliance.
Okay. So in 1988, Children's Action Alliance was formed. It's a nonprofit here, 501c3 in Arizona. And we basically are the chief lobbyists for children. So whether we're talking about their health, education, or security and welfare, like in like Child Protective Services.
That is powerful. And what's going on in this state right now with health issues and new bills? And
well, let me start out with the really good news.
Go ahead.
The good news is that Kids Care is back. I don't know if your listeners know about Kids Care. It's a children's health insurance program that is for those working families that are kind of stuck economically in the middle. So they don't qualify for access or Medicaid, but they'd struggle to pay the out-of-pocket costs and the premiums for private health insurance. And
yes,
maybe their job doesn't offer it. Maybe they're a waitress or something like that.
Right.
So Kids Care is for children whose parents are sort of in that bracket. It's super cheap. You could pay a premium as low as $10 a month or never more than $70 a month for all of your children.
And see, and this is why I'm glad you made time to come, Simin, because, you know, at Father Matters, we get over 180 new customers per month.
Oh, wow.
And you would be surprised. People are coming in, their kids are sick, and it's like, why don't we take them to the doctor? What's going on? And it's like, I make too much to be on welfare, but not enough.
Exactly.
To afford. And it's like, I didn't want to get into this acting like I know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
And they, when they come, they share their heart with us.
Yeah.
And they tell us children need dental assistance. Mm-hmm. They have asthma.
Right.
And it's like, they don't know how to or where to to get that support. $10 a month?
Yeah.
Why don't more people know about this? And
you know,
what does that cover?
It's basically like once you have Kids Care, you've got health insurance.
Wow.
You've got all those great benefits. You can see a dentist. You can see a pediatrician. If your kid has a chronic disease and needs medication, you can get that medication. There are no co-pays and out-of-pocket costs outside of that monthly premium. You do have to pay every month, though. It's just like health insurance. But, you know, if people do want to know how they could sign up, you can make an appointment. Actually, you can call 1-800-377-3536. That's 1-800-377-3536. And in either in English or Spanish, a person will be on the other line helping you to make an appointment. And you can go in and sign up and figure out how much you have to pay per month for this affordable.
So do they need to bring pay stubs, proof of income? What do they need to do?
And so it just really depends. But yeah, that basic stuff like that you live here, that you're a resident, that your child is a legal resident, and some maybe like your utility bills, your pay stubs, all that stuff. But when you call, they'll let you know everything you have to bring.
And is it a website for people who's listening who want to go to a website?
So you could go to coveraz.org.
Okay.
And so that's coveraz.org, and that's where you can make your appointment online too. You put in your zip code, and you'll figure out where, you know, where to go close to you.
What are some of the issues that you're hearing and what's going on?
Well, I think we're all have been hearing it, you know, in the news, which is the Affordable Care Act. Some people know it as Obamacare. Some people know it as the ACA. So that has an impact here in Arizona for kids because we've got one of the highest rates of children in the nation enrolled in the marketplace. That's like Obamacare, 47,000 children in Arizona.
Just here in Arizona.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then it also impacts access. We don't realize it, but it impacts access too.
How? Because I've been hearing about that.
Mm-hmm.
How does it impact access?
So the way it's going to impact access is the ACA, I'll just call it the ACA from here on out. The ACA allowed for states to take up the option to expand access to more working people who make, again, a little bit too much to qualify.
Right.
Right. But are still not making anywhere near enough to be able to afford health care. You know, it's expensive. And so that's people with an income from 100% to 138% of what we call the federal poverty line. So a lot of people, over 425,000 people in Arizona alone have gotten onto access through this expansion. It's like an expansion for working folks. And so there's about 78,000 children who are in this category who stand to lose coverage if we repeal the ACA.
And that's what a lot of people are trying to do, repeal it?
Yeah.
What are you hearing downtown? And
yeah. So I think we're not hearing anymore just repeal and delay. That's what was first coming out. And I think people all over Arizona and all over the country stood up and said, whoa, 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 whoa. We're talking about a lot of people here before you just say, oh, we'll let you know in a couple of years what you're going to get instead. That doesn't work. And I think people made their voices heard. So now we're talking about repeal and replace, but we still don't really know what that replace is. And, you know, if it's replaced with something better, that is great. It's just, are people going to lose coverage? Will they be able to afford this new coverage, this new program? And is it going to be good coverage? You know, that's what we really want to know. So with a replacement, where does it leave Arizonans and where does it leave children?
And if they try to repeal this, can this happen in months, by this summer? Can it really?
We don't know. It's been chaos down there in Washington. I'm going to tell you. Politics and chaos. So we are just not exactly clear. At first, they were like, we're going to have this on, you know, the new president's desk first day one. Well, now it's looking more like early March. It could get delayed even further. And there's some disagreement, it seems like, among lawmakers. Well, what does this replace really look like? Because they're hearing from their constituents. They're hearing from people who say, I have a pre-existing condition, you know, or I'm on chemotherapy right now. What are you going to do for me? I need some guarantee.
Well, you guys have a powerful committee going on right now at the Children's Action Alliance. You meet once a month.
Mm-hmm.
You've got doctors. You've got some heavy hitters. Mm-hmm. What are you putting together? What's going on right now? Tell us about that.
So we set up a whole website for just this issue. So we deal with other issues, but we have this website just for this issue, which is protectazhealthcare.com. So it's protectazhealthcare.com. Mm-hmm. And if you're looking on it, you can get your stats and your figures and all that. What's been happening, you know, in Washington, what's the latest? But you can also, if you click on the gray one, you're going to see people's stories. And you're going to see who what is the face of this? I mean, we can talk politics all day long. But at the end of the day, we're talking about people. We're talking about families. So if you look at... you can look at people's who is affected. If you don't really know where you stand on this issue, you know, sometimes it's better just to see it from an actual person that's going through it. Mm-hmm. So if you see those stories and you're like, whoa, this is me, I could be affected as well. Then you can share your story. You could just fill it out right there on the website and we'll contact you.
That's Protect Arizona. What is it again, the website?
ProtectAZHealthcare. Okay.
Yeah. I'm trying to click through it. I saw a little bit of it.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in your groups?
So we're talking, you know, one thing is we've been trying to create like I said, people's voices being heard. So we're telling people, call your senators. We know that a lot of this will come down to the Senate vote because there's a tight, you know, it's pretty tight between Republicans and Democrats in the Senate. So we've been saying, hey, John McCain, Jeff Flake, this, you know, call them, email them. They've been getting so many calls that their voicemail boxes are full. And now we're telling people, well, go ahead and email them or make an appointment. You know, they'll be here next week, the President's Week, President's Day week, in town back in Arizona. Make an appointment and see them and ask them to tell you where they stand on the issue, what the replacement means, and if you can, you know, be for it or not.
Because you guys got a newsletter that comes out?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We get the emails, yeah, the action alerts.
Yeah. Can anyone sign up for
absolutely,
the action?
Absolutely.
How would someone sign up for the action alert?
So you just go onto our main website, which is azchildren.org, azchildren.org, and right on the right side, you'll see sign up. And you can just put in your email address and
I
your
see
name.
It. First name, last name, email, yep. Home zip.
Yep.
Because it's important for people to know this, because a lot of people don't want people to know about this.
Yeah.
So one way they can find out is by subscribing to your newsletter, and that's mm-hmm. azchildren.org.
That's right.
And then what I want to do when we come back from the commercial, I want to share some of the testimonies of what you're hearing from people that who needs this service. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, people who are benefiting from
that's
this
right
now. You're listening to The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. Simon, hit me with your last name one more time.
Kasim.
Kasim. My special guest today is Simon Kasim. And we'll hear more from Simon after this. Father Matters proudly presents our supervised parenting center for fathers. The center is only for fathers and their children to provide supervised parenting and monitored exchanges. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. The purpose is to provide a protected setting for parent-child contact. Hours of operation, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Father Matters Supervised Parenting Center for Fathers. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org or call 602-774-3298. Welcome back to the Father Matters Show. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. During the commercial break, Simon, I wanted you to share some of the testimonies. I know we're trying to log in. I think it's a bad connection on my end. Are you in? On your, oh, good. Talk a little bit about the Protecting Arizona Mm-hmm. Protect AZ
Healthcare. ProtectAZHealthcare.com.
Okay, what were you going to share a little bit?
Well, I was just some of these people I've been fortunate enough to meet. So, like for example, one woman, Georgina, she is no longer she's lucky enough and blessed enough to have healthcare through her job. But one day she woke up and her husband walked out on her. It was her and her two kids, and she didn't know what she was going to do. So she got enrolled in Access. And then when she started making a little bit more money, she put her kids on kids care. And now, you know, she's in a position where she not only has a job and can get employer coverage, but is actually giving back. She works for a nonprofit that helps families. But she's like a perfect example and story about why we have to protect healthcare. Yeah, she knows she might not be affected, but she recognizes what it meant for her, and she wanted to speak up. Another woman, Jamie, she is a graduate student at ASU studying social work. She is, I think, 22. I might be getting her age wrong. She has mental health issues. She was diagnosed with severe depression and anxiety. Now, I don't know anyone out there that's experienced that. It's really tough to just make it. Certainly tough to cram through finals and to do all what you need to do to get your graduate degree. But she's in recovery. She's on Access. And she gets the treatment, the therapy, and the medication she needs. And she is leading a very productive life and is going to give back to her community. But if her recovery is threatened, then so is her ability to pay taxes and be a member of society to get off of, you know, quote unquote, welfare.
So basically what I think I'm hearing, for some people who are right there in the middle, if they lose these benefits, they would basically have to quit jobs mm-hmm. and go back on welfare. It's almost like, is that what the government wants?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. It kind of makes you wonder. You know, I think that there's this, we have this impression that people who are receiving benefits are choosing not to work so that they can kind of like live off the benefits. What I see every day, and I've been doing this like you, Vance, for many, many years, is sometimes these benefits are what allow people to work.
Right.
You know, when
they
we talk,
contribute their taxes.
Exactly.
Because you said it's not free. That if it's $10 or $70, mm-hmm. they're mm-hmm. paying something. I didn't mean to cut
exactly.
you off, but
yeah.
it's like I hear that a lot. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of times these are enablers of work. You know what I'm saying? So people can get to work, you know, get their blood pressure under control, whatever it might be, so that they can have it. Everybody wants, well, most people that I've met want to be able to provide for their family.
What can people who are listening to this show and say, well, we've got great medical, I work, my spouse work, mm-hmm, kids
mm-hmm,
are fine.
Mm-hmm.
This is when we need to step out of our little box
right.
and say, what can we do
right.
to help? Because you got a large amount of people who need these services and they're banging on the doors and shooting emails out and calling
right.
downtown. What about that group of people who can add to that? What mm-hmm. can they do? What can we do?
Well, I mean, I think the number one thing is just to be an engaged voter, you know, and figure out who your, you know, congressperson is. Or, well, we know who our senators are, you Ooh. Know, McCain and Flake. Figure out who your congressperson is and just reach out. They are human beings. And believe it or not, they love it when they hear from just the everyday voter. They
right.
do.
Because if they don't hear nothing, they assume everything is okay.
Right. Let's just go.
If they don't hear anything, they well, okay, well, if the people are not calling, they...
Mm-hmm.
They're okay with this change.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's simple. You know, I get this little text alert, not in my job, but in my personal life, because there's a lot of issues I care about in our community. And it just tells me every day, here's something you can call about or email about, you know, and I just do it. It takes, you know, 30 seconds.
And do you talk a lot about this on your newsletter?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What we do is we give out action alerts. So it's kind of like, oh, my gosh, they're coming down to a vote. They're going to vote on it. Then we'll let people know, you know, what's happening and what they can do at that very moment. It changes, you know, from week to week. So we try to keep them up on the latest.
Right. And see, I get your newsletter. I know what you're doing. When I heard you switched over from your previous job to the Children's Action Alliance, I was like, man, this is hot. But I wanted to wait until you got in.
Thank
you. You know, you're doing your thing. And it's like one way I wanted to support is like, let's get her on the show
mm-hmm.
and let's get this voice out.
Yeah.
You know, and let's get this subject out.
Right.
So like you said, to get being involved voters, what else can just... What else? Definitely for the people who need these services.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what can they do. What do they need to do?
For the people that need the services?
Yes.
Well, I mean, the biggest thing you can do, you know, is to sign up. Don't be afraid about it being taken away. Sign up. First of all, go see a doctor or a dentist.
Yeah.
But also because it's harder to take something away from people than that's already there, to pull the rug, like as Governor Ducey said, pull the rug out from under people. He's concerned. He doesn't want to do that. So sign up for these benefits and come forward with your personal story. I mean, you can contact me. You can go onto the website, protectazhealthcare.com, and let people know this is your neighbor. This is someone, you know, that you might care about and not want to see this happen. You know, my neighbor, she has a daughter. She's autistic. I don't want to see her.
She's
not
using those services.
Yeah.
You know, my testimony for a friend of mine, he was working a regular everyday job for years because you call it, what do you call it? ACA?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Obamacare is still the same,
yeah,
right?
Same thing.
What he was able to do, Simon, this is powerful. He was able to leave his job
mm-hmm.
and roll through ACA Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
you know, because him and his spouse couldn't really go too long without that.
Mm-hmm.
But within 8 months, you know, started a little small little mom and pop business type thing. Within 8 months, he's in a better situation where he's paying better.
Wow.
But it allowed him to be basically the entrepreneur.
Wow.
Keep the health care going for the family. And you know what? He hired three people that now work for him.
Oh, wow.
Who probably wouldn't have had an opportunity
mm-hmm.
that he's been able to give to them. And they were able to go and get
Exactly. The health care.
It's a domino effect.
Yes, it is.
That's powerful. And like you said, if the everyday person is not calling up, calling downtown, letting them know, hey, this is what we're able to do. Mm-hmm. So because he was able to enroll through ACA, mm-hmm. okay, he was able to start his business and not worry about putting hundreds of dollars a month trying to pay some of these big corporations, okay, which he was about to do.
Right.
He was able to hire people, mm-hmm. get them enrolled with mm-hmm. it, mm-hmm. contributing to society,
exactly.
contributing
create
to taxes.
Jobs.
You see what I mean? And now he's hoping within the next 3 years, his mm-hmm. wife can leave her job and help him with the
exactly.
business. But now he's thinking, I can't have my wife quit the job if something go down.
Yeah, if our coverage is at risk. And the thing I look at, like healthcare, especially because, you know, we're children's action lines. We think about kids. It's an investment. Research tells us that kids who have access to Medicaid or yeah. access in kids care do better in school and become more productive adults and advance their family forward. So they'll make more money than their parents did. You're investing in
That's
children.
It. You're not spending money. You're mm-hmm. investing money.
Exactly.
And I heard, you know, we hear a lot coming through the workshops where this one family had to keep – he missed the first basically close to 4 weeks of school because he couldn't get his shots.
Yeah. Yeah,
because they were kind of in between and things that was going on. It's like it's affecting so many people for good. It's affecting so many people for bad.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the marketplace, Obamacare, you know, it's not perfect. We know there's a lot of flaws in it. But I think sometimes there are some misnomers. People think, oh, the premiums, it went up 116% in Arizona. They did. But what they don't tell you is that we also had the lowest premiums in the country. Our prices were abnormally low. Yeah, they jumped. But guess what else jumps? Your tax subsidy so that you can still afford the insurance.
See, that's powerful. And that's why, again, I'm glad you took time to come here, Simon. I know you've been running crazy. And it's just, can you say that one more time? Because I'm going to tell you, that's all I've been hearing is how expensive stuff is.
Right.
And how it's set up to say, whoop, that's what's going on. Yeah. Say that one more time.
The marketplace is not perfect.
Wow.
It needs help. But what you know, we hear in the news over and over again that the premiums have gone skyrocketed. They've doubled in Arizona. Guess what? Arizona had the lowest premiums in the nation. We were abnormally low. We jumped up, but so did people's tax subsidies and the cost-sharing help that they get with their out-of-pocket expenses. Most people, 77% of those that have signed up so far, get these subsidies. And so they can find a plan, $75, $100 a month. That's what you don't hear.
Mm-hmm. And that's a write-off.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Mm-hmm. I was watching CNN, and this one guy was interviewing one of the politicians. And he said, before Obamacare was about to come in place, he was totally against it, mm-hmm. and he said, "If that ACA kicks in, Obamacare kicks in, he's just going to shut down his business and have to lay everybody off."
That's right.
Shortly after that, he found out that he had a certain kind of cancer
right.
that his fancy medical insurance company mm-hmm. basically turned him down and said, right. "No way." He said it's a curable cancer, but within 6 months to a year, he would have died.
Yeah.
He enrolled through ACA.
Mm-hmm.
He's still here today.
Yes,
and he is so for the ACA.
Right.
Okay. So is it because it's Obamacare or ACA, or is it costing the country money? Why the kickback? And the guy lived here in Scottsdale.
I know. I saw that his story on it was very powerful. And he thanked Obama for saving his life. You know, I think it boils down to political, you know, it's political issue. Healthcare, unfortunately, has become a politics issue, a partisan issue.
Big business.
Yeah. And big business. And I think we could, you know, I think from the some people feel that ACA was pushed on them, you know, and that it wasn't something that they wanted. And I understand all that. And absolutely. But the point is that it's helped a lot of people, and we should try to fix the problems that exist in it, but not pull this out from under. You know, the uninsured rate of children in Arizona went down 30%.
Wow.
Yeah. Just from 2013 to 2015 with the ACA implementation. We need to build on that, not tear it down, is how I look at it.
Simon, we are not out of conversation, but of course I'm out of time.
Okay.
I want you to know, call me, email me anytime in the near future. If you got something coming up that you need
sure
to put
will.
The word out, we'll put it out anyway.
Sure will.
I'll move a show around for you.
Thank you.
You know, I really appreciate you.
Thank
we go back. Me. You always, whatever field you were in, wherever you were at, you was always on the grind. And I've always sought it, and I appreciate that. How can people get in touch with you? How can they get in touch with CAA? What's the best way? Phone numbers, emails, website?
Well, I mean, you can call my direct extension. I'm at 602-266-0707, extension 212. And I do not mind receiving people's phone calls. They can also go to protectazhealthcare.com to get information in the latest. Or they could go to azchildren.org, and they can see the full range of issues that Children's Action Alliance deals with for children.
Simon, thank you again for joining me. And thank you for tuning into the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you, and God bless.